Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Oh,
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
My pardon. dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you.
Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you.
God will take care.
Take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you.
Take care of you.
No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you.
God will take care of you.
Sing we joyfully unto God, we sing, so joyfully unto God, to God, so joyfully unto God, so joyfully unto God. Now sing we joyfully unto God, we sing, so joyfully unto God.
To God,
to God, so joyfully unto God.
Jesus, touch me. And now I am no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. Now I know he touched me and made me whole. My blessed Savior, and since he washed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Angelic Realtor. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Are you from around here? This unexpected question, directed at my roommate, his facial structure and dark hair prompts many such questions, made us turn around to see who was speaking. An elderly woman stood there smiling. Elijah answered for my roommate, who was just starting to learn the language. "No," he said, and proceeded to tell the woman where each of us was from. "Are you looking to rent a place?" she asked. It was an appropriate question, since we, Elijah and Beth, my roommate and I, was standing outside a real estate office in the hopes to find precisely that for my roommate and me. "Yes," Elijah answered. "Well, I have an apartment to rent. I have to catch a flight tomorrow to my hometown in another part of the country. But if you want, you can look at it now, and we can take care of everything tonight." We agreed hesitantly and began following her to the apartment. It was already about 7 p.m. and the sun was setting. "Either this is from God or it's a waste of time," I remarked to Elijah. Already 3 weeks into our apartment hunting, we had encountered numerous complications and difficulties. With this owner leaving tomorrow, what were our chances? Yet the impression was there, so we went with it. We entered the apartment and had a look around. We liked it. It was in a good location and had the space we needed. Therefore, we sat down in the well-furnished living room and began negotiations. "How can we complete this deal if you leave tomorrow?" we asked the owner. She told us she was friends with one of the head officials at the office where we would finalise the contract, and an oral statement from her would suffice. We agreed in terms for a 10-month lease, and then we encountered another obstacle. All contracts, like the one we had just filled out, had to be stamped with the fingerprints of both parties in red ink, but none of us had a red ink pad. We all thought for a few seconds, and then the owner had an idea. Lipstick! Unfortunately, she didn't use any, and neither did Beth. The landlady searched through some things her daughter had left in the apartment and found some reddish lipstick. So there we were at 11:15 p.m., rubbing lipstick on our fingers and stamping fingerprints by our signatures. We started laughing about how this was our first time using lipstick, and our new landlady asked us what was so funny. Elijah began to explain, starting with the suddenness of our encounter, in which he compared her to an angel sent from God to help us find an apartment. Then she turned the tables on him. "Yes," she said, "and it's like you are angels from the prophet Jesus." We were taken aback at her response and didn't know what to make of it. Over time, she quickly proved to be a very nice landlady, calling us regularly to check in and make sure everything was okay. A few weeks later, she returned to our city and came by on a Friday for a visit. She helped us make some local food, and we talked for a while. As she was about to leave, my roommate called his parents via video chat, Skype, and she rushed into his room to say hi to them. They waved to each other and exchanged pleasantries, but neither understanding what the other was saying. She was so happy to be able to meet his parents that I told her she could come by on Sunday morning when I usually talk with my family, and she could meet them. She was very pleased. The next Sunday, using a somewhat unreliable internet connection, she was very happy to meet my parents and talk with them for a bit, while I interpreted. As we were talking, all of a sudden, she leaned over to me and whispered, "Don't tell anyone, but I have a desire to follow Jesus." Her words echoed in my brain as I finished talking to my mum. When I got a chance, I took my roommate aside and told him what she had said. We, my roommate, the landlady and I had been invited to have lunch over at Elijah and Beth's house. At our first opportunity, my roommate and I excitedly shared our landlady's words with the couple. Later, as we ate lunch together, our landlady actually steered the conversation toward religious topics and eventually to her secret desire to follow Jesus. She also confided that her husband was seeking to know more about Jesus and to follow him too. Before she left that afternoon, We gave her a copy of Genesis, Exodus, and the New Testament in her language. Since then, we have had more conversations about spiritual matters, and she has asked us many questions about how followers of Jesus pray, among other things. Praise the Lord with us for his work in our landlady's life. Pray with us that he will protect and guide this precious couple into a deeper relationship with him. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 109. An angel guided Philip to the one who was seeking for light and who was ready to receive the gospel. And today, angels will guide the footsteps of those workers who will allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify their tongues and refine and ennoble their hearts. Angelic Realtor was written by Josiah Miller of Adventist Frontier Missions. Used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, AFM. AFM seeks to establish indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.